Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Jesus is crowned. He is the King. He is the Lamb who was slain, rose again, and now is upon His throne. In Revelation 6, verse 2, John says, "And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer." This song talks about crowning Jesus our King. Boys and girls, we are learning more about the special gift that Jesus gave, the Holy Spirit, to His disciples. Did you know that Jesus wants to give you the Holy Spirit? In Matthew chapter 7, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you." So what do we want to ask for today? The Holy Spirit. And God has said that He wants to give good gifts to us, to those who ask Him. I want to ask Him today. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we want to pray that You will give us the Holy Spirit, that Your Spirit will give us the power to do what is right, the power to be bold, to stand for You no matter what. Thank You for Your love and Your promise that You will give us Your Spirit. In Your name, amen. The disciples were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come and fill them with a special power so then they could be good missionaries for Jesus. Remember what Jesus had said? To wait, to tarry until the Holy Spirit came. It was a special gift that He was going to give them. Let's look up Acts chapter 1, verse 14. We are jumping right into the Bible today, aren't we? Acts chapter 1. Acts is right after John, right before Romans in the New Testament. Acts chapter 1, so we're the very first chapter in the book of Acts. And then I want you to look down for verse 14. Acts chapter 1. Verse 14. Let's see what that says.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with His brothers.
It says that they all continued in one accord. It means that the disciples were not arguing anymore. They didn't have that division. They were not selfish anymore. They put others first. They had confessed the wrong things that they had done, and they truly loved one another. They were still in that upper room, waiting for Jesus to give them the special power to work for Him. Pentecost was the day that Jesus chose to give them that special power. Many Jews from all over the world were in Jerusalem on that day. They were there for Pentecost, for the special festival. It was kind of like a camp meeting, or you might think of it like a state fair. It was a time when Jews would come together. They would come from all over the world back to their home in Israel. Because they all lived all over the world, they did not always speak the same language. So you have all these people in this city that are speaking different languages. Have you ever heard a bunch of different languages coming at you from all different areas, and it's just, you're trying to process it and your brain is almost like overloaded? That's what was going on in Jerusalem. All kinds of people from all over the world that spoke all different languages were there for Pentecost. And we can read about that in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and then we're going to read verse 5. So we're going to skip a few verses. Acts chapter 2, and then we're going to read verse 1 and verse 5. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 5. Here's what it says.
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven.
Suddenly, as the disciples were thinking and praying, they heard a rushing sound of wind. The wind was so strong that it shook the whole house. And then something that looked like a piece of fire shone above the head of each disciple. Look at verse 2 and 3. Acts chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. This is what it says.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
Have you ever been in a place where there's a mighty rushing wind? I remember when we were camping in the mountains, we were kind of by this lake, and there was a massive windstorm, and we were in a tent. And so we blocked the tent with our car. We tried to park our car so that it would kind of block the wind and protect the tent a little bit. And we were sleeping in the tent, and I woke up, and the tent was being blown so hard that the roof of the tent was down on my face. I was so scared. I thought for sure that the entire tent would blow away and we would like drown in the lake or something. It was really scary. And so I was like, I woke up my husband and the wind was just blowing like crazy. The top of the tent was being pushed so hard that it was down like on our face. And so we were sitting up and trying to keep the tent from blowing away. It was a very scary time. Well, the disciples were in a room and they heard the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And so they hear this powerful wind, and all of a sudden, these tongues of fire are over their head. Have you ever seen a tongue of fire? It's not like a big fire. It's just like a piece of fire that's kind of flickering. It was bigger than a candle flame, but not as big as like a small bonfire or campfire. It was like these tongues of fire. Immediately, the Holy Spirit gave the disciples the special power that Jesus had promised. Now they were ready to tell others about Jesus in their own languages. Look at verse 4. What power did the Holy Spirit give them to do? What were they able to do? Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 4.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
They began to speak with other tongues, didn't they? Yeah. Wow. It wasn't babbling. This was a language that they were speaking that those around them could understand. People could hardly believe what was happening. They knew that the disciples had never learned to speak those different languages, but they spoke them perfectly. Look at verse 6, 7, and 8. This is what they're saying. They're awed. These people are shocked. They're like, what is going on? What is happening? Where are these men from? Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 6, 7, and 8. Here's what it says.
And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born?
They were wondering, wait, these men, they're from Galilee? How can we hear them in our own language? How do they know what to say? They were very confused. How many different languages were the disciples able to speak? Can you count them up? There's some big names in here. So I want you to look at verse 9, 10, and 11. We're not going to read it together, but I want you to look at it and tell me how many different languages were the disciples able to speak. Let's count it up. Let's see. Parthians, 1. Medes, 2. Elamites, 3. Those dwelling in Mesopotamia. I wonder if that's another one. Maybe 4. Judea, 5. Cappadocia, 6. Pontus, 7. And Asia, 8. Phrygia. Ooh, I don't know how to pronounce that, but we'll say it's Phrygia. 9. Pamphylia. Sounds good, right? 10. Egypt, 11. And parts of Libya, adjoining Cyrene, 12. Visitors from Rome, 13. Both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, 14. And Arabs, 15. I mean, this is a big list, isn't it? Wow. How many languages can you speak? Do you speak more than one language? People who live in other countries like Europe or just other places other than the U.S., it seems, can speak many languages. When my family and I went to Mission Institute for some missionary training, we were there for 3 weeks, and there was a group from Korea, and they spoke English, but it wasn't really easy for them to hear and to speak. So Mission Institute hired a young lady to come and to translate for them so that they could understand what was being presented and what was being taught. And this young lady was incredible. She could translate as she heard it. So you didn't need to pause. The speaker up front was speaking in English and they could just talk normally. And this young woman would listen to what they were saying and be translating it and telling the small group at her table in their own language what was being talked about up front. It was incredible. And this young woman could speak like 4 different languages or 6 different languages. It was incredible. And for me as an American who can only speak English and maybe a teeny tiny bit of Spanish, I was like, wow, that's amazing. But I want to know from you, how many languages do you speak? Can you speak more than one language? Or are you learning a new language in school? I hope you are. You can write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com and tell me if you speak another language or what language you speak. Well, we're going to continue this story and find out what the results were from the disciples being able to speak all kinds of different languages. But we're going to find out about that next time. So let's bow our heads and let's thank Jesus for the wonderful power that he gave to the disciples and that he wants to give to each of us. All right? Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are so grateful that you give us the power to be able to share your love with others. Please help us to do that today. Amen.
Acts 2:38. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.